The Nebraska cattlemen are applauding this unanimous passage of LB 490 on final read. Executive Vice President of Nebraska Cattlemen is Laura Field.
Over the interim, before the legislature started, we were contacted by some members who had gone in to just get the paperwork on their fee trucks at their county clerk's office. And a fee truck in Nebraska law is not defined as a motor vehicle because they're not an on-road vehicle, right? They're mostly in the feedlot. They might have to cross the road, but they're not an on-road use. And so because they're not a motor vehicle, they don't have to be titled, licensed, or registered. But oftentimes when, especially if you're buying a used truck that maybe has multiple bills of sale, that the dealer will give you that title so that it's a clearer transfer. And so over last summer, there were some counties that started saying, if you come in here with a title, we're going to make you license and register that vehicle, which then triggers sales tax and the whole other, you know, nine yards. And so we had some folks calling and saying, hey, wait a second, these are not motor vehicles. And so we were fortunate to get to work with the Department of Motor Vehicles and some other stakeholders to say, we know that's not the intention. So is there a way that we can clarify in law that just because you have a title, it doesn't automatically make that vehicle a motor vehicle? And I think that the result of it passing is the clarity for a county treasurer or county clerk to know right off the bat, like just the issuance of that title doesn't mean that is all of a sudden a vehicle that's got to be licensed and registered.
LB 490, as it's known, now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. And Field said they worked closely with all the wording of the bill.
So we worked with the governor's staff in his policy division. And again, the Department of Motor Vehicles was really gracious to us in talking through. When we first went to them and said, here's the problem that we're experiencing, there had been no change of law. There had just been kind of an interpretation of a rule that was already in place. And they actually suggested back to us that if you want to make it clear, just clarify it in statute. There was a little bit of concern when the bill had a hearing from the banking community that if a lien was ever put on one of these vehicles, would it affect the title based on the lien? So we clarified that. Senator McEwen was the one who carried the bill for us, and we clarified that there wouldn't be anything affected in that nature. But we do not see any issues. We expect that the governor will sign it, and we're looking forward to having that clarification so that people know what they're walking into when they go to get those vehicles operational on their farms and ranches.
Especially when you see it pass unanimously, that just shows the backing is there.
Yeah, it was a really, you know, I think it's one of those circumstances where, again, the legislature as a whole didn't necessarily understand the issue. When we went to the Transportation Committee, we throw that word common sense legislation around a lot, and I sometimes feel bad even saying it, but it really was a common sense thing to say the statute is very clear that a feed truck, even the specific terminology feed truck is in statute, isn't a motor vehicle. So let's just make sure we clarify that. And so once we met with the Transportation Committee, the leadership of the committee was very helpful on the floor of the legislature when the issue came up.
Field said she expects more conversations about LB 490 and other issues that are affecting the cattle industry during their mid-year meeting coming up in 2 weeks. I'm Susan Littlefield.